From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The European Parliament hits out at the World Trade Organization over its banana ruling. Fears in Jamaica that politically motivated crime is on the increase, and controversial changes to electoral rules in Guyana. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. That ruling from the European Parliament in a moment, but first, the entire board of the St. Lucia Banana Growers Association has resigned following a meeting with the St. Lucian Prime Minister, Dr. Kenny Anthony. The move comes amid growing signs of tension between elected board members and the Banana Salvation Committee, a pressure group led by local farmers.
The government has been playing down the resignations as no big thing, saying that the board would have had to be dissolved anyway, paving the way for fresh elections for six directors by farmers and the appointment of five by the government. The request for the resignations, a government spokesman said, was not a manifestation of no confidence in the board, but they have come amid growing signs of a rift between the outgoing board and the Banana Salvation Committee, a powerful pressure group that played an instrumental role in getting the six farmers' representatives on the departing board. In recent weeks, the Salvation Committee has accused the board members it helped elect of betraying farmers and not doing the job for which they had been elected. The Banana Salvation